This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And we're about to have Osa Digizua in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat. WildForkFoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. And I wanted to mention, before we go into this interview, because we had the opportunity to talk with him after practice yesterday, is I hope later today y'all go check out the video on YouTube, because he definitely makes some like gestures or looks with some of these questions.
Yes,
to kind of be like, you know,
it's my favorite part.
Yeah. And so I thought there was some fun nonverbal cues in there as well. But without further ado, here's Osa. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we got Osa Odigizua with us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Now I gotta ask a quick question. Maybe they didn't let your agent straight away onto the field. Do you think that's just some damn fine security work, or do you think maybe they should have eased up a little bit? You gave us a good deal.
I mean, definitely got to be able to sift through all the BS, but someone probably gave them some BS that they just had them on 10 for the remainder of the day or something like that.
Sure.
You know, because one person can ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, I could usually I'm that person. So I kind of get what you're saying there. Now, one of the things that I just heard you say, I think it was the other day, I saw an article on Yahoo that was really fascinating, was you go into the season with a belief that, like, you can make the playoffs. And I know sometimes people make that a bigger deal than it should be. But, like, if you don't go into the start of the season thinking that, what's even the point of showing up, right?
I'm saying belief is where everything starts. If you don't believe in your goals, you're not going to give it 100%. So you have to believe that what you want is truly possible and what you want is, like, right in front of you. So work like it.
Have there been times when, not necessarily here, but just throughout your life, when you've showed up and you're like, man, I'm not sure, but like you learned that lesson along the way. You're like, all right, I should have believed all along.
I mean, I always feel like that I set like pretty realistic goals. I feel like the things that I want are possible. Even if I'm not sure how it's going to happen, I just know if I work hard, anything is possible. So if I stick to my work ethic, and I'm very confident in my work ethic and my discipline, like I know everything that I want is attainable. I just have to just be consistent and be disciplined.
Now, you said the same thing in terms of, because everyone wants to know, oh, are you going to change with your contract? I get all that. But you said, like, you're still the same and you still have the same goals. Are those a combination of personal and team goals, or can you break that down for us at all? Like, what are your goals?
Definitely personal and team goals. I feel like there's no point in talking about it. Everyone's going to know.
Yeah. Got to be about it.
You know?
Go win the damn Super Bowl. I hear what you're saying.
A lot has been said about leadership. And I'm kind of curious. I love to hear what other people's thoughts are. Yesterday we had Joe Milton, and he gave us some pretty interesting thoughts on how to lead and how to connect with teammates. What's your approach to leading? And there seems to be a bit of a void with this team. When DeMarcus Lawrence leaves, it seems like there's a new place for a guy like you who's been around, just got a big contract to take over there.
I feel like my approach, I just want to, one, lead by example. I can't ask anyone to do something that I'm not doing myself, or I'm not willing to do, you know? So I would rather just be like, if you want to know what it looks like, look at me. You know what I mean? If you want to see how it's supposed to look, look at what I'm doing. And if you want to get better, I'll help you. You know what I mean? Like, and do stuff like that. Obviously, talking is a little bit more part of my role now too, just to be able to feed positivity into guys and make sure we're holding guys accountable, and also putting myself on the line too, because if I'm going to be talking about it, then I want someone to be like, yo, that ain't it as well. So yeah, I'd say mainly by example, but just also feeding people positivity and just taking a servant mindset as well, just doing whatever I can to help.
I know it's a different era, different group of guys. I've sat with Nate and talked to him about Charles Haley, and he was like, that guy would be saying all these things, but then he'd be right next to you on the treadmill the next day. And that's why we were all on the treadmill the next day, because he was there. He was the one that we were like, all right, if he's going to do it, we got to do it too. That's part of that. You know, mm-hmm. that I'm not going to ask you to do anything I'm not going to, and I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, 1,000%. And that's like, that's one of the things I just don't believe in. Like, I wouldn't sit up here and just be like, yo, you got to do X, Y, and Z, and then I'm not doing the same stuff, because then it's like, do you even believe the stuff that you're saying? I don't want to be that guy.
So my little 8-year-old niece always says, don't just talk about it, be about it.
Really?
So you think she's got the right idea, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Now, I was hoping you could kind of tell us, like...
Nobody respects a hypocrite.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Man, I love that. How excited are you to see Sam Williams back out there? Because, I mean, he has had just a heck of a journey to get back here. And it's impossible not to be excited when you talk to a guy like that. Like, we've got a chance to talk to him a couple times. He's just so positive. What does it mean to you to see him back out there, knowing what it took to get back here?
It's awesome, bro. When you see someone overcome the stuff that Sam does, it makes anything that you go through just a little bit smaller. Like, bro, he was out of this for a year. He had football taken away from him. He had to go sit down and watch us get it. Like, I don't even know what that's like. So when I can just be like, yo, if he can do it, I can do it. You know, it's an inspiration for real. So it's dope to see someone like him back, especially with all the talent that he has.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You know, like, talent, like, Sam is a freak athlete, bro. So, like, having him off the field definitely hurt us last year. So it's exciting to have him back. And then just the energy that he brings, you know what I mean, brings everyone else up. And it just kind of, like, is contagious. So when you have a guy like that, and overcoming everything that he did, and then just to be able to come back and still have that same energy and that same positivity, if not even more, is just awesome and very inspiring.
So I know, obviously, different people, but when you talk about energy and positivity, I immediately, especially early in camp, think about DeMarvion Overshown as well. Do you get the sense that he brings that same kind of, like, super positive vibe? Because we talked to him yesterday, and he just, like, nobody was more excited, whether it was the Nealon pick six or whatever. Like, he is fired up,
bro,
man.
I mean, and that's one of those people that I could take inspiration from as well, bro, because the day he got injured, he was smiling in the training room. Like, he still had a smile on his face. And so, like, just knowing the strength that takes to be able to still wear that smile, the same smile that you had the day that you got here, whether things are going good, whether things are going bad, and you can still smile like that and still be positive and not bring anyone's energy down or not sulk or take that and put it on anyone else, just like... It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy I love having around and guy I love having on the team. And like I said, anyone that might, before you even think about complaining about anything, before you even open your mouth to air a complaint or any grievance at all, look at Demo. Look at what he's went through. Look at that positivity that he has. Look at everything that he's overcome, everything that he's going through, and he's still smiling, bro. Shut up.
I love it. I agree.
You know?
I mean, there's always times in people's lives where you get kind of humbled by someone else's attitude like that, and you're like, you know what, maybe my crap's not so bad.
Nah, yeah, bro, like... And it's just a position that we're in, like, but everything that Sam and Demo have gone through, and then to still be positive and smiling and joking and stuff like that with the guys, like, you know, it definitely lifts up everyone else and just makes it easier for you to overcome your problems.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in how Eberflus's defense is going to look with you, and you are an important factor on that defense. Did he walk in and say, hey, look, I'm going to need you to do this, and can you build what happens from you on out to on the defense, like how your role is important and how it helps the other guys behind you?
I mean, the attack front is the engine of the defense. I would say when you can even, like, I don't even want to say it, but, like, I'll just say this. When you look at some of the best like championship caliber teams, like things start up front. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. We're very big believers.
When plays are made up front, it makes everything way easier. Whether that be on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball, when things don't make it past the trenches on defense, you know, it makes everyone's job easier. If you can put a lot of pressure on the quarterback with your D line, obviously it's easier for the DBs to cover. Quarterback makes bad decisions. Turnovers happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you got guys that are pushing people around up front on offense, running back's going to find a hole way easier. QB has time to make his reads and throwing bombs over Baghdad. So to have a defense that requires the front to eat is exciting, especially having the skill set of the guys like, you know, like myself and Mike, and then with everyone that we've added, you know, bringing it out of Mozzie as well and seeing the growth that he's doing. And like I said, just matching the skill set and demanding this out of everyone is going to be awesome. It is awesome.
Do you like hearing, like, Shoddy this morning? I know you probably already out there. He said in the press conference, he goes, "I am not afraid of bold predictions." And he said, "I believe our defense will be near the top of the NFL in terms of forcing turnovers." When you break it down like that, it kind of sounds like, yeah, that's definitely our goal.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was like a down year, but I mean, we've been that. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Was that a product of Dan's scheme, or why was that?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, the players that we have are the ones on the field, the guys that we still have.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think it's going anywhere, even though DQ's gone. Shout out to DQ. But the mentality is still the same. The guys that we have is still the same. The talent, I think we've been added more to what we've had in previous years. So it's not going anywhere.
Have you gone up against Booker yet?
Uh-huh. I mean, we haven't gone in pads yet, so yeah. It's hard to get, like, a real feel.
Do you have an idea, though, of, like, he's going to be that line of, I love to see the life go out of their eyes.
Oh, my God, I love to hear that.
I love to see the joy of football leave their face whenever they face me. Do you kind of get that vibe from him?
I mean, it would be hard to take my joy away because I love this game, but yeah, he's going to be good, bro.
Nice to hear.
He's a solid guy.
Have you seen that on the other side when you're like, man, I'm just wearing that guy out all day? And you just finally see it, whether it's in the fourth quarter or whatever, you're like, I got him.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Especially last year when they started having us on like 12 play call-it periods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not in terrible shape. Let me just look across the ball. Oh. Okay, he's tired too. All right, bet. I'm good.
Right. So you had talked about being in, especially with Eberflus, being in great shape. And then you said being in championship shape. Like, is there a different – can you notice, you personally or people on the team, difference between going from, like, good shape to great shape? This is championship shape.
Championship shape, when you're hungry for two-minute period, you know what I mean? It's the fourth quarter, end of the game, and you want to go out there and –
yeah.
Win the game.
Yeah.
When you're thirsty to be the one that seals the deal, and you know you have the gas tank to do it, that's championship shape.
Thirsty on the field, you mean?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I got you.
The movies have always been fun to watch. The program, you see guys lining up against each other and talking and everything. Is there talking back and forth across the line? And who's the offensive lineman that you're like, that dude talks the most trash?
I mean, I'm not going to say across the line. I'll just say, like, on offense and defense in general. It's just a lot, like, high energy, a lot of chatter going on right now, but that's what you like. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Fills it up, makes it fun.
So you were kind of talking about, you know, sort of building up the defense and everything. We feel like we've done a good job of, like, building ourselves up in the world. We started covering high school sports and everything. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, I've covered a lot of stuff.
So
that was
close. Yeah.
I never thought there was a smellier place in athletics than a wrestling room. You have lots of experience in wrestling. Is that the smelliest place in all of athletics?
High school football locker room definitely
is worse. Yeah.
Yeah. That's before you have equipment guys washing your gear every day.
Yeah.
It smells a little
especially
like a
little when room. I was in Portland, Oregon, and it's raining all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. High school football locker room. It's terrible.
Dude, I'll tell you, hockey or locker rooms, because they're the ice and wet water all over their equipment,
yeah,
it gets really bad.
All right. Again, no equipment staff to wash your stuff every day. You got to do it on your own. And if you're not doing that's going to catch up with you. By the end of the week, you're like,
So I know the money's great and all that, but are you like, man, having those people to help out, wash my gear every day, that's the best. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll work out away from the facility and other stuff, and I'll just put the workout stuff that I had. Like, I'll cycle through. Like, if I'm doing extra work, I'll work out in my cowboy stuff, and then I'll put on my other stuff, right, go do that workout, come back, put that on the loop, change some clean stuff, and go home from there just because, like, it's there. So yeah. I'm like, man, having that is awesome. Shout out to the equipment guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike McCord. Shout out to Bucky. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my equipment guys, bro.
You, we did get a chance to chat with your agent just a little bit. He seems to really care about you. And that's a, you know, Jerry Maguire is a fun movie. The relationship you have with him, is that similar to what other guys have with their agents?
No.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I would say, I can't speak on everyone, but I just know from what I've seen and what I've heard, like, it's not the same. There's people that don't talk to their agents, but like once or twice a year, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Sam is like fam, you know what I mean? Him and my mom are real close. He's close with all my brothers. Like, he's really a part of my family. So that's my guy.
And you were in fashion, you got Fashion Week coming up, or you were just in it, right?
That was a while back, but I will be
you got another
taking
one.
Part in Dallas Fashion Week.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Hold on. What do you mean hopefully?
I mean,
schedule-wise,
okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. It's training camp, man. I
take it week to week, so if I'm able to do it, I'm definitely going to participate.
My wife, this is weird, my wife, she watches TikTok, and she found a lady on TikTok that she's like, that's my style. And now I'm like, man, that looks great on you. How do you find styles? Or are you just like, no, they dress me?
No, I dress myself.
Mm-hmm.
I take inspiration from anywhere. If I like a piece, I'm going to see if they have it in my size and just go from there. Like, I feel like there's not nothing that I can't pull off. You won't catch me in, like, a dress or a skirt or anything like that. But, like, I'm not going way outside the box there.
Yeah.
But I like to wear statement pieces. I feel like it's a form of creativity or creative expression to just be able to put my outfits together on my own and and see how it comes together.
Joe Burrow, I saw on quarterback, he was in the piece with the no back. He had a suit on, it had no back on it. So it was just does that make you want to sack him more? Is that kind of the
he looked so mad at that.
It's out there. You can stay out there, stay right here.
There's fashion and then there's like you like hold on, what did they just do? That's art, right?
I think the term is avant-garde, is like never been done before, right. And where you really push the boundaries and stuff like that. It gets it's a slippery slope, though, you know what I'm saying, with the avant-garde stuff. So, you know, even if I'm going avant-garde, I feel like I would still stay within what I like. There's certain things that I'm just not going to do, and, yeah, it would have to make sense for me.
You ever been to the Met Gala? Have you done that? Is that something you would want to go do?
Yeah, that would be a dope experience for sure.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's always something wild up there, man.
Yeah.
But you get to walk it and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, right? Man. Yeah, and everybody's looking too. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Man, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. And we both grew up in the Metroplex, so we have been diehard Cowboys fans our entire life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
There you go. Appreciate it. There you go. Oso Odighizuwa right here on 105.3 The Fan. I love this in the 3-2-1. We should ask Osa if he's ever gone up against an avant-garde.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, working in avant-garde. The fashion and football. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the expressway. We, of course, have another ticket giveaway. We will talk with Christy Scales and kick it off with some NFL overreaction or reality next right here on The Fan.
Here's the set. And the pitch. He struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Garcia fans Butler and Urshela to end it. The Rangers win it by the score of 2-1. They sweep the three-game series.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, rocking and rolling with the positive vibes of the Rangers. You just heard Hall of Famer Eric Nadell. Rangers sweep the A's. They have now won 5 of 6 out of the break and 8 of their last 10. If they can win on Friday, it'll be their best record above 500 in 3 months as they are off today. So we got a lot more to cover in this segment. We're going to do our ticket giveaway whenever Corey sees fit. But also, we're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. I want to start. Man, I like the idea one of these days, Alec, of just you answering the question. At the questions, and then Corey just does a running soundtrack of football music or football sounds. Yeah, like whatever he sees fit. All right. So this one might sound a little weird. Regardless of what does or does not get accomplished each day in training camp practice, any day without an injury counts as a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, your goal is to be able to do work.
Yes.
Guys can't do work if they're injured.
Yep.
Now, and the other thing, too, is that shuffles around everybody's work. So now this guy has to cover this guy's job, and he's not the starter for the season. So, yeah, it screws up everything with an injury.
And we talked about Justin Fields' dislocated toe. Byron Matos, the offensive lineman with the Dolphins, he's still in the hospital today. And they said they're going to run some more tests on him. He got injured yesterday. And then an MRI confirmed an ACL tear for Dolphins cornerback Artie Burns. So now he's going to miss the entirety of the season. As simple as that for you as well, Alec? Any day without an injury is a good training camp day.
Yeah, that's a simple reality for me because, again, you guys touched on it with Mickey a little bit, that we've moved past the age of the super physical practices and stuff, and they're so limited in what they can do. So because of that, I want everything to be nice and clean. And, you know, we love our people at Greystone Roofing and Construction, and we have to give those injury reports when they happen. But I don't want to give Cowboys injury reports because I want my team to be healthy. So if we are going to be so soft with our practices now, then I want the reports coming out of each practice to be pretty empty.
I've got a great idea. I'm in communication right now with Greystone, so hopefully we'll stay injury-free. And instead of the injury report, it'll be the Kevin's Roof Report.
Okay.
Brought to you by Greystone, because you know they got you covered when the hits keep coming. Corey, mm-hmm. you got information for us.
About?
I don't know. It looked like you wanted me to go.
Oh, I was waving at somebody.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's nice. Tad Carper, the PR guy for the Dallas Cowboys, said hello.
Okay.
And he was saying hi to you all as well.
Oh, okay. I turned my back.
I can always throw out some information okay. if you want, though.
But I welcome that. Overreaction or reality? I know the answer deep down in my heart. Once the deal is done with Micah, the Cowboys will then finally learn from their mistake of constantly slow playing contract negotiations.
No. No, it's part of the game. It's fun. You know,
fun for not us, but fun for them for
sure. Dude, think about this for a second.
You're right.
Not just us, but we as in general, a royal we, discussed that through most of this offseason.
Yeah.
It was a talking point at least once or twice a week yeah. for everybody. And then the first day of camp, it was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not just here, but nationally.
No, I know.
So why would I ever give up that headline? If I know that that's something that I can use every year, then I will use it.
You're right, but I go back to this. If you won the Super Bowl, all of sports media would shut down, mm-hmm. except for anything about the Cowboys Super Bowl.
True.
So I wish they would do that instead.
They can, Kevin, one day.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to happen.
But I guess we'll see.
It could happen.
It could.
We said that we didn't think the Rangers would win the World Series that year.
And I didn't think the Mavericks would trade Luka. So that's a good point.
Dude, why'd you do that?
I'm sorry. Would you be okay with the Mavericks trading Luka forever because it got Cooper Flagg in if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl this year?
You say forever, like every year? Yep. I have to go through that again?
No, you have to be okay with it forever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, all right, Nico. I know what you think.
Thank you, Nico.
All right. Alec, I'm going to start with you on this one because I already know how Corey's going to vote because he loves this team.
Oh.
Alec, it pains you to say it or even think it, but there is a very good chance the Eagles can repeat as Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, it's a reality because my stomach actually turned when you said that, and I thought about just bolting to the bathroom there instead of answering the question, rather. I mean, they didn't have much turnover, and it feels like what little turnover they did have was not anybody relatively important to what they did really well last year, which was run the football and stop the football. So I feel like they're mostly the same team. If anything, they probably got better through the draft and keeping some of their guys in place. But yeah, that's still a loaded team. They've done everything the right way in terms of their long-term plays with contracts and everything. They've still got a window of a couple of years before some of that money starts to really hurt them. So yeah, I mean, it might not even be just this season. It might be next too.
Corey, are you happy to think about the Eagles repeating as Super Bowl champion?
What are you doing right now? Why are you bringing that up? Why'd you phrase it that way?
You know why.
It's ridiculous. We're at Cowboys camp right now,
sir. Do you think
it's
the most ridiculous thing in the history of football?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
No, I don't want to even think about it, but I think they still are stacked with talent. They're very stacked with talent.
I'm so excited to see how this plays out. Overreaction or reality? At least three of the Browns' current quarterbacks will start games for them this season.
Reality.
Oh, man, you barely even had to think about
Flacco's
that.
Flacco's going to get, you know, the best chance, I think, immediately. And at some point, they're going to realize their cameraman fell off the float, and they're going to have to do something, and they're going to turn to one. One will fail. Or get hurt, and then they'll have to go to the other one. It might be all four, Kevin.
Oh,
it might be all four. I'm just saying
that
they're going to carry four.
Alec, I know we need to get to the question, but if they carried four quarterbacks, they must think the rest of their roster is badass. They're like, that's fine, we're good. All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? At least three of the Browns' current quarterbacks will start a game for them this season.
It is funny to think about, like, the brass going to, like, the linebacker group and saying, hey, guys, sorry, we can't make up our mind with the quarterbacks, so we're going to have to be one lighter here. Like, that would be hilarious. But
yes.
I'm going to say reality, because they've had, what, two or three practices so far, and it feels like after each practice, I've seen at least one tweet from their media circuit about each of the quarterbacks looking good or looking bad. Like, I've seen the same reaction to all four of the quarterbacks that they're running out there. I've seen Kenny Pickett get reps with the ones. I've seen Flacco get reps with the ones already. Yeah, they're all, it's going to be a revolving door. In my perfect reality, they just say, hey, against this team, you're going to start. Against this team, we're just going to keep a rotation going. And just say, hey, next year, this is your audition for next year. Maybe you can be the full-time guy next year. That's not going to happen, but that would be amazing.
In that perfect reality, do you kind of wish that next week Deshaun Watson would say he's good to go and ready to play this season? Just
dude,
to see
all five.
Yeah, just to see how that would go.
All five of them go.
All right. Man. Now, I know this question took a big hit this morning, but I'm going to try it out anyway. Overreaction or reality, Justin Fields will win more games as a starting quarterback this season than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm very concerned now about his toe.
For sure.
I definitely am, because that does affect you.
For sure.
I don't think so. I think that's overreaction.
Okay. Alec, what say you?
Yeah, I'm with Corey. Overreaction, because the Steelers just refuse to lose football games. So that's the Mike Tomlin way. I can't bet against that, because Rodgers isn't good anymore in my mind, but he's good enough to get them over 500.
Mm. NFL, that's a good line.
Yes. Man, that is a good line. NFL overreaction or reality, it is the Commanders' turn to win the NFC East.
Overreaction. It's Cowboys.
Oh, do you really think that? You think the Cowboys are more likely to win the division than the Commanders?
What are you doing right now?
You already said that.
I mean, for the time being, man, it's the Eagles are at the front of this thing until they get knocked off in week one against the Cowboys.
And who would you put second?
Then I guess the Commanders.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Cowboys knock the Eagles off in week one.
Okay.
That's when. But until then, we'll just leave it at that. It's a tie for second right now.
Okay, Alec, overreaction or reality? It's the Commanders' turn to win the NFC East.
I'm going to try to be a little bit more thought out, and I'm not going to try to bait you into anything crazy, Kevin. I'm going to say overreaction as well. I think I used this line maybe a week or two ago about the Commanders. They're not wrong. They're just early. And I think it's nothing to their own fault. It's just that the Eagles exist in the form that they do right now. So I think it's just not their time yet. But they definitely have the right idea, and it will be their time eventually.
Do you think Christy Scales probably thinks the Commanders and Eagles are awesome and are going to be better than the Cowboys?
No, oh, I'd hope not.
Well, she doesn't think that. She should say something. Nope, too late.
Oh, no, don't do that to her.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, Corey, I feel
let's get something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now.
We'll win a pair of pit tickets to go see Treaty Oak Revival on August 15th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. That is, of course, courtesy of Live Nation. You can buy your tickets or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. And right now, don't be intimidated by the name. Joining us on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, courtesy of WildForkFoods.com, Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites. We bring to you our favorite. It is Christy Scales. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I was just at Wild Fork a couple weeks ago. Getting a gift certificate for my husband, and there's a new location that's just less than 2 miles from my house.
Does he have a particular
he's wonderful.
Cut of choice that he loves to grill?
If we had the money, he'd do Chateaubriand all the time, but we've only done it a couple times.
Fancy.
He can grill anything, but what I like about Wild Fork is they have a bunch of the seafood as well. So they've got like the Argentinian red shrimp and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some fancy stuff, but my husband is wonderful at grilling and smoking, and thank goodness, because I'm horrible. We're a great team. He loves to cook and I love to eat.
Yeah. I like that. Yep.
Christy, this looks like you may have learned this at Lake Highlands High School. This is the
You're
biggest.
Pointing to my notebook.
This is the biggest stack of notes I've ever seen before, and nobody has more notes than you.
I'm assuming. Tabs on.
Yeah, you got
there.
It all tabbed out.
You got
a binder. It's all set up and squared away. What is
well,
all?
I'm working on it. This is my little cheat sheet. Actually, it's a big giant stuffed notebook that I carry with me on the sidelines, and so it's got all sorts of little notes. And so, for example, yesterday after practice, before CD spoke on the podium in a press conference, I talked with Harold Nash, who's our strength and conditioning coach. Now, all three strength and conditioning coaches are back this year, so there are only four holdover position coaches and then the strength staff. But who won the off-season awards this year?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Shoddy was talking yesterday about Sam Williams and what a fantastic off-season he's had. Well, Sam was one of two players to win the Golden Whistle Award. The other was Dak. And the Golden Whistle Award, you ask, is...
Yeah, we were getting ready. We were going to if you didn't say that.
That's something that McCarthy started. And so it's a holdover with Schottenheimer, but it's an actual award where they win a gold whistle.
Ooh, neat.
And it has their name inscribed on it. And so there are two each offseason for the best offseason work. And so I mentioned Sam Williams and the other is Dak Prescott. And Harold said, you know, that was really of note this year because both of them coming off of serious injuries, but from day one, just really attacking it. And the offseason awards are not just about, you know, at the end of the year, and this has been many years, like I remember with Jason Garrett, they would have the like a almost like an Olympic kind of thing or a combine thing and like the highest vertical jump and all that kind of thing. But for Harold and his group, the offseason awards are based also on attendance and diligence and just all the hard work and stuff, as well as the results in the weight room or out on the field with some of the conditioning tests. But for example, Hunter Lipke is an award winner this year. And I can look at my notes
real quick. Kevin, if I got the Golden Whistle Award, I would have brought it to camp and I would be using it every time the coaches are like, I'd be pulling out and I'd be like, and then I'd be like, all right, guys, you heard them.
I hope Overshone wins it it this next time.
Because, he probably will.
Because he really will bring that whistle.
Oh, he would. He would. Yeah. So Jalen Tolbert won, Tyler Smith, Brevin Span Ford, Hunter Lipke for special teams, Trent Sigg. For defense, it was Solomon Thomas, and then Jack Sanborn and Kyer Elam. And isn't that interesting that for defense, it's three of the veteran free agents that were brought in?
Yes, yeah. They wanted to make a good mark when they got here.
Exactly, and showing real leadership coming in. So anyway, so there's little things like that during preseason that I kind of have a little different approach, I think, from a lot of the reporters in terms of I'm trying to find content and things to talk about during the preseason games because preseason games are very difficult to broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a lot of names, you know, third and fourth string guys, and frankly, most of them would be lucky to make it onto the practice squad.
Absolutely, yeah.
But at the same time, our Cowboys radio listeners who are so passionate and real true blue fans,
they want to know.
If you're listening, especially in the second half of a preseason game, I mean, you are invested.
Yes.
And you've heard these names, and maybe you're wondering, you know, to them it matters who the backup guard is and stuff like that. And there are always wonderful stories. There's always two or three really great Rudy stories each year, right?
Kind
of the underdog.
Stories are real.
Okay. They're real. Oh, come on now. Rudy was real. Come on, Kevin. I know he's got a bias. But
he stole a bunch of money from people.
I admit,
I'm not a huge fan.
No, but I know what you're saying about that, guys that didn't think they were going to make it, and they do. And then they get their opportunity, and maybe it won't be an opportunity here for the rest of the season, but it could be an opportunity somewhere else, too.
Exactly.
And those stories we track. We keep... My friend is a big Bears fan, and so he was excited for us again to have Eberflus back, but he was most excited that Jack Sanborn was coming down here.
Yeah.
He told me beforehand, he was like, just watch. And now he's here, and that's one of those guys, I'm like, hold on, he was an undrafted free agent, right? And then now he might be the starting middle linebacker for the Cowboys because of what he's accomplished with Eberflus.
Yeah, I had a little note on. It'll take me a minute to find it because I'm still working on my deal. But how much the
I know we're joking about it, but this is the amount of information.
No, it's awesome.
Is incredible. Yes.
I'll hold it up for people who are watching on the stream. So it's this little page here. And it's how often rookies start in the NFL, and this is something that Jacob Robinson with The Athletic had done a couple months ago. And of all of the drafted rookies, this is across the NFL, 87% of them are going to play at least one snap.
Okay.
And the thing is, with the undrafted rookies, right away you don't see them play a lot. Their rookie season, this is across the league, not necessarily with the Cowboys, but you're still going to have a bunch of, here's the note, 15.2% of the starters last year were undrafted free agents when they entered the league.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
That is wild.
Isn't that higher than you would think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's absolutely higher than you would think because statistically, like, just break it down. There's seven rounds in the current draft. If you want to count all undrafted free agents, that could be round eight. That means each round would theoretically have 12.5%, but I know that would ebb and flow with first rounders and everything. So they're even above what would theoretically be the average. That's crazy.
Sure. And then just even with the rookies, rookies drafted or undrafted in terms of immediate starters, there were 33 of them last year. The Giants had four. The Cowboys had three because Beebe and Guyton. And then Kalen Carson was a starter at the beginning of the year, if you remember that, because of the injuries to Bland, right?
Yeah.
So who hurt his foot there late in training camp. So, so there's all sorts of little things like this. 134 rookie starters overall for the Cowboys throughout the season, in addition to Carson getting in there. Leafau started a lot. Flournoy started a game. Marshawn Nealon. So, you know, it matters. And so these are some of the things that we might talk about during a preseason broadcast, especially that third game where you're speculating as to who's going to make the team or who's going to make the practice squad. And why are we talking about it? Because they're going to see action.
Yeah. Now, I know yesterday Marquise Bell was in a little bit of a scuffle, and Shoddy said the next guy who throws a punch will be kicked off the
field. I think everybody heard it.
Yes.
You could hear it in the stands.
Wow.
and then CD afterwards, I thought he had a really great breakdown of, you know, like, you got pent-up aggression, you want to go after it, but, like, to what extent? Uh-huh. What is your, I guess, general philosophy about these levels of scuffles at training camp in terms of competition versus... Let's not get somebody
hurt. That was just dumb yesterday because you're not in pads. And Troy Pride was the recipient of that punch by Bell, which was interesting because I wonder if Bell was maybe aiming for somebody else because you're not going to hit your own fellow defensive back.
He's on my side of the ball.
usually it's going to be, you know, if it's a defensive back, maybe it's against a tight end or a wide receiver or something like that.
Do you have a hypothesis about who that?
Well, no, I don't. But the thing is, Pride was checked out and he missed several plays of practice.
Okay.
Now, does that matter, day two, missing several reps in a practice? Well, it could if you're Troy Pride and you're going to be one of these bubble guys and every one of your reps counts.
Mm-hmm.
And what if he really were hurt and had to miss some practice time? So, well, I'm happy to see all of the – I mean, it really is a enthusiastic, energetic camp. I mean, the tempo is great.
It is.
I love it. It's actually been fun to watch, hasn't
it? Noticeably faster.
It really is. And that's the way it was at minicamp and the OTAs. I mean, the coaches were moving faster than the player. I mean, just getting place to place and just the enthusiasm and stuff. And so that's one thing with Shoddy in the building at the Star in Frisco throughout the off season. That infectious enthusiasm has really been contagious. And so the people that Mike McCarthy would call the bartenders, the people that in football ops, or for example, the athletic trainers, the equipment managers, the people who handle the logistics and the things, you know, that are there all the time. I can tell you it's different. Everybody feels it. Everyone's really enthusiastic about it. The football ops people were real excited the way that Schottenheimer went about building the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of interviews. You know, it was very outside the box. And I don't just mean pulling in some college guys like Connor Riley or Junior Adams to come in and be a position coach and make that leap from college to NFL, but outside the box in terms of people that he hadn't worked before. It wasn't the old buddy system.
Right.
Oh, he was with me here. So is it going to work? I don't know. Is there more coaching of coaches? That's something that happens every year. But, you know, because you'll have one or two position coach changes. So that's not that unusual. But to the extent that it is this year, we just haven't seen that in a really long time.
This is a long group of running backs.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dynamic you think will be the one that we ultimately see whenever the season starts? Or have they even separated themselves enough already to kind of go, okay, we see what it is?
Yeah, too soon, obviously. But, I mean, Williams was out there with the ones the first 2 days. He does.
For whatever you can take from that.
Sure. You know, I mean, the pads aren't on, so how do you know? But I think overall the running back is going to be a lot more efficient and better this year just because I think the line's going to be better, particularly at the run blocking. So, Jaden Blue, I think, ultimately is going to end up playing more, but right now he's basically running with the fours. You know, now let's not read too much into it.
He's got to get his reps somewhere.
He's going to get a ton of work. Maffa is also going to get
a ton of work in
the preseason games. But here's what you watch in camp and what you watch in preseason is who's playing what on special teams. So Moffa's playing some wing in like punt coverage and stuff like that. But hey, Deuce is the personal protector second team. So on punt coverage. But that's one thing that you can watch where you have these roster bubble guys or to know who's going to be active on game days.
What about Lipke then? Because obviously we got to figure that out in the group as well.
Lipke's a core special teamer. Lipke is so versatile with the F. Last year what he did was he split meeting. He did basically double meeting times. He would come in extra because he was obviously in the running back room but also in the tight end room. So I think that Schottenheimer values him the same way that McCarthy did.
Okay, so that
close
will,
to
okay.
at least if it's close to that much,
yeah.
then that bodes well for
okay.
Hunter Lipke.
I gotcha.
Because there's some versatility there,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Because a guy like you could keep the three tight ends and use Lipke as your fourth if you needed to. Because a guy like Princeton Fant, you can do like you did last year, where he starts off on the practice squad, and then if you need to elevate him, you can do that three times before you have to do that for the active roster. So that's too much of a projection right now. This is only the third day of training camp practice. But, no, I think Lipke, and I just mentioned Lipke earlier being one of the offseason award winners.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very valued and recognized by the staff.
Real quick, Kevin, right here is from Zach in Frisco. I love hearing Christy Scales back on the radio. You know it's Dallas Cowboys football season when she's on. She's an encyclopedia so of all things Cowboys.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
she
this
carries
is my encyclopedia.
The encyclopedia,
all you have
Kevin.
To do is know where to look. But thank you, Zach.
I love it, love it, love it. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors. Plus, we will hear from the aforementioned Brian Schottenheimer. All of it next, live from Oxnard on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.